Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
We're happy to have you with us, as always. And we're continuing on, aren't we, Jeannie?
Mm-hmm.
We've been dealing with prayer. What an awesome subject. What an awesome privilege for us to be able to call on the God of the universe who hears us and answers us. But we are in Colossians chapter 1. And we worked on the first couple of verses, but there's a few verses left. Jeannie, where are we?
Well, let's read what we did last time. Colossians 1, verse 9 through 14. And 9, Paul is giving this introduction to this group of people who he loves. And he says, "And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him." That's as far as we got in it last time, and mm-hmm. emphasizing that our heart's desire and motivation needs to be pleasing God, because we represent him and we love him, and because he loves us, we respond back.
Yeah.
And we want to please him. We don't do things to try to look good to him or look good to others. But we're wanting to know, what's on your heart, Lord, and how can I please you today? And then we get to sense his smiling on us as we walk in step with that. The rest of the verse goes down to 14, and then it says, "Bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." So bearing fruit in every good work. So as we're pleasing the Lord, we're bearing fruit. And we've talked about in the past, bearing fruit is a result of being plugged into him,
right.
And then the Holy Spirit works yeah. out of our life what he's put into us, and that's his fruit. And we talked about the fruit of the Spirit and how we can recognize when God's fingerprints are on something, that it's because of the Holy Spirit. And so as we're yielded to God and we're wanting to please him, then we've got good works that we can walk in. And it reminds me, I know we've read this verse before, but it's just so fun. Ephesians 3:10, "For we are his workmanship." That means that he's the one that's doing the work inside of us through his Holy Spirit. "And created in, we are created in Jesus Christ for good works." That's our purpose, everybody. Mm. You've got good works that God wants you to do as a result of his Spirit, because your heart wants to please him. And then it says, "which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." That to me is thrilling, to know that even before I was born, God's got these good works, good fruit that he wants to have come out of my life as a result of being connected with him and the power of the Holy Spirit, and then we get to walk in them. So every day you can have that expectation that God has already got laid out.
See
some good
well
thing
we
for
work
you to
together.
Do.
Hmm? See how well we work together.
Yeah, my English.
I can finish your sentences.
I know. I get tongue-tied sometimes.
Love.
Thank you.
So we even have the words of Jesus. And here's our position. Jesus says, "I am the vine. You are the branches. If you're not connected to the vine, you're not going to produce any fruit."
Right.
You also have Psalm 1, which I'll encourage you to read. It's a short psalm. And it says that we might be trees planted by the river, bringing forth fruit in its season. So to all my fellow trees out there, stay connected and you'll bear fruit. The
right.
fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, all those good things that come from being connected with Jesus.
You'll
be more like Jesus.
Which is so different than most people live. Even people who are, quote,
sure.
good people, or people considering themselves Christians, and they're trying to do what's right and what's good, but it's out of their own energy. It's out of their own sense of, you know, I need to do this because that's what a good person does.
Yeah.
Instead, this is something that's coming out of your life as a result of putting the Lord first.
Yeah.
Surrendering to him, recognizing he's got to give you the power to do something, and the pressure's off of you because he's
exactly.
already got a plan.
I was going to say that.
You just get to walk in that plan that he already has.
Yeah.
So lay down
yeah.
your burdens, guy.
Yeah.
Quit trying to do something yourself. But when you want to see more good fruit come out of your life, then say, okay, I need to surrender more.
Yes.
That's where the answer is. Right. And then it's just going to happen. It comes out of your life. Like it's Jesus said, rivers of living water will flow out of you.
Uh-huh.
And so when those things aren't happening, I've unplugged. And I need to replug into the Lord and surrender.
Yeah.
And ask for his heart and what he has for me next.
And I like it that it follows up with that producing fruit with, because being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. In other words, as you're working, as the Lord is working through you, as the Lord is producing fruit through you, you're going to be able to more and more know what God's like.
And know what his will is.
And know what his will is, yes. Petey's being noisy today. See, Petey wanted to get in on the action last time, too.
Right.
He's a very prayerful bird.
So we're increasing in the knowledge of God as a result of that, of those good works, because we're participating with his Holy Spirit. 11 says, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy. You know, I was just texting back and forth with someone today and gone through so many trials. And yes, to hang on in endurance, like we talked about, prayer is hanging on to our faith that God is faithful and he is going to answer our prayers and that he is going to complete his goodwill in our life. And to see the end results of waiting and persevering is just so rewarding. She says she's exhausted. I don't blame her, you know. Sure. In the beginning of this putting on your armor and wrestling, it says, so that when we've done all, we can still stand. I think that's so cool. You're still left standing. That's victory. That you didn't give in to turning your back on God, give up your hope that quitting. God was going to be faithful, quitting. Yeah. Yes, you ran your race with endurance. So that's what that makes me think of with this. But it's his power. All power according to his glorious might. We're going through a trial right now ourselves. And like, we just want to give up. Say, forget it. We're beat. Turn me over with the fork, like you say. But that, again, if that is part of what God has for us, then we need to take it back to him and say, okay, then I need to run this race and this assignment you've given me with endurance, with your power and not my own. And then it says, with patience, with joy. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So that patience is waiting for God to answer.
Yeah.
And then have joy in the middle of it, yeah, in the middle of your suffering, in the middle of your enduring something.
Yeah. The deep down settled conviction that God is at work.
Right.
And your life has meaning and purpose and direction. And that should give us a lot of joy.
Right. We're not all by ourselves.
Right.
And we're not trying to figure out life by ourselves. And when there's things that come into our life that throw us for a loop or through just things we never signed up for. It wasn't on our to-do list when we were a kid saying, when I grow up, I want to have this in my life and that in my life. It's things that have happened in our lives, and we say, God, thank you for being in control, and thank you for working all things out for good. I just need to hang on to you and keep trusting you. And the joy comes from that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Nicely put. Read that verse 10 and 11 again, will you?
So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, that's our uniform that you mentioned last time, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy.
Hmm. Yeah, that feels good. Try that on for size today, would you? Let's pray for you. Father, it's in Jesus' name that we lift up before you our dear brothers and sisters that are listening. Father, there may be some that are in that place right now where they are needing your strength and help with patience, and perhaps some that are long-suffering right now, putting up with things that are beyond them, Father. But Lord, whatever is beyond us is never beyond you. And so, Father, I call on your strength and your help and your encouragement right now, Lord. We want to walk and live in a manner that pleases you. For we pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. We'll see you soon.